Kalim chapter 23, Mishnah 3, Ma bein Merkav l'moshav. What's the difference between Merkav, something which becomes insusceptible because it was riding, you know, the riding one, which we touched on last Mishnah, l'moshav, and the normal sitting, right, an object suitable for sitting. So this is the Mishnah, Merkav chalak magoy mimasoy. In the Merkav category, there's a distinction between touching and carrying. So what's the distinction? So the distinction is that if an object became tamei through riding, and then someone later touches it, this is less severe than one who carries it. Why? Because one who carries it, they become tamei, and their clothes become tamei. Right? The person and their clothes. But if he touches it, only he becomes tamei. Doesn't transmit all the way through to his clothes. So there's a difference in the merkav category between touching and carrying the merkav object. So let's say a saddle. Let's say a zav rides on a saddle of a horse. And then they put the saddle down over there, and you come along and you touch that saddle. So you will be tamei. You'll be tamei, right? If you pick up that saddle and carry it, you will be tamei, and your clothes will be tamei, right? Moishav lo chalak megav masa. But when it comes to moishav, touching and carrying are equally severe, and in both cases it transmits to the person's clothing. It's a higher level of impurity. Okay, next case. Tapishel chamor, a donkey's pack frame. So this was a ladder kind of structure. It looked like a ladder, and they put it on the back of the donkey so that they could load up, that could carry a burden easier. It wasn't meant for sitting on. It was meant for carrying. This pack. Shuhu yoshev ala. Now someone comes along and he sits on this ladder kind of structure. Tohara. So it is pure. It's not susceptible to impurity because it's not supposed to be sat on, right? It actually was very difficult to sit on it, and wasn't made for sitting on. It was meant for carrying a burden, and therefore it's pure. Shina ba'esan akavim, but if he changes the slats, let's say he puts them closer together, so that he makes it easy to sit on. Or he breaks it up, he removes the slat to create room for him to sit. So he modifies it now in some way that he's able to sit on it. Tamei, so it is now susceptible to midrash impurity because now he's adapted it for sitting on in some way.